You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Definitely, indeed, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night here in Johannesburg. It is the night of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, 1441, which is also the 8th of April, 2020. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, my beloved engineer this evening, none other than Brother Lokolo and the other engineer in KZN Studios. I first want to welcome my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners this evening. Listeners of Al Ansar International, listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course, listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. I know everybody was waiting for this evening. They were waiting for this time between 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock because we want to know what is Sha'ban? What is the big night of Sha'ban? What are the virtues of Sha'ban? What is the virtues of this big night? And what is the significance of the beautiful dua taught to us by our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. We're going to ask our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, who will be joining me shortly, inshallah. So remember, listeners, if you have any questions, 084-786-3132 on the night of Sha'ban, to the international overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. The first half an hour will be myself and our beloved senior Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, all the way from Ladysmith. Thereafter, inshallah, the second half will be our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidahullah. Let us go to, inshallah, our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, on this beautiful evening. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our esteemed listeners, to yourself and Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahib, damat wa barakatuh, and all our beloved listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dua to Allah Rabbul Alameen for tonight is, ay Allah hame maaf farma de. Ay Allah hame پاک فرما دے اور اے اللہ ہمیں گناہوں سے بچا دے. اللہ save us from gunas. اور اللہ purify us. اور اللہ forgive us. A great saying in Urdu کہ ماں کی ایک عادت خدا سے بہت ملتی ہے.
حق.
If you look at Bari Ta'ala, our Malik and Khalik, and if you look at our mothers, they have something in common. Ma ki ek aadat khuda se bahut milti hai. And what is it? What is that unique quality that both share? Dono hi baap kar dete hai. Allah's beautiful quality is to mark, to make maaf and forgive. The beautiful quality of our mother and our parents is, in the end, they make us maaf. We make them cry.
Allahu Akbar.
She cries, or khud bhi ro leti. She cries for us, and she also, alhamdulillah, cries to Allah Rabbul Alamin. So three things. Ya Allah, hame paak farma de. Oh Allah purifies. Oh Allah, we are sick externally, internally. We're talking about corona. The greatest sickness is the sickness of the heart. It has become black. It's become dark. It's wrapped in darkness. It's covered. But inshallah, if we make a firm pledge to Allah tonight, And the shayr said it also so beautifully. Ki mere Rab ki muhabbat ka andaaz bhi nirala hai.
Allahu Akbar.
My Allah's habit is so unique. My Allah's way is so unique. In which way? Sab kuch dekar bhi kehta hai. After giving us everything. Fabi ayyi alaa rabbikuma tukadziban. Which of Allah's bounties will you lay? Which of Allah's bounties will you belie? Impossible. So Allah Ta'ala's habit is so unique. Ke mere Rab ki muhabbat ka. See how much Allah loves us. Dosto Azizo, this is the point. How close we are to Allah. And how Rahim and Kareem and forgiving is Allah.
Subhanallah.
So mere Rab ki muhabbat ka andaaz bhi nirala hai. My Allah's habit is so unique. Sab kuch dekar bhi kehta. Allah has given us everything. What are we short of in this dunya, Mulana?
Haq.
Each one of us counts from the day you were born. See, the day you got married, when Allah blessed you with children and business. See, what not did Allah give to you? And then Allah Ta'ala says, Koi maangne wala hai, is there anyone who seeks anything?
Allah.
Beautiful hadith of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak descends to the first heaven. Is there anyone who seeks forgiveness? I will forgive him. So Rabbul Alameen, amnesty. Let's put it this way. See, as the government, you didn't pay your tax or you didn't pay your fine. They say, okay, we're giving you amnesty. Allah Pak is saying, my banda, today, ask me for forgiveness. Whatever gunas you make tawbah sincerely. Just come back to me. Just cry in front of me. And I shall grant you forgiveness. Aaj maafi maang lo. Allah Pak is saying, come and ask me today. So alhamdulillah, Mulana, during this week, we saw so many messages. People are saying, Mujhe maaf kar do. I want to be the first one to forgive you. Just by saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, oh, maafi, maafi, please forgive me, isse kaam nahi chalta. You must be absolutely sincere. Because if you hurt somebody's feeling, then you need to be brave enough to walk up to him or her and physically ask for forgiveness. It's very easy to send a text message. It's very easy to pick up the phone. But if you are a real man, you want to forgive from the bottom of your heart. As somebody said it, you know, the first to apologize is the bravest. Oh, no, I spoke bad about you. I spoke bad about that sister. It's absolutely bravo for me and you to go up to that brother or sister and say, I made your ghibat, I said A, B, C, D. I'm totally wrong, I'm embarrassed, but I've come to ask you for forgiveness. Please forgive me in this dunya. So the first to forgive is the bravest. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. Rana, you are 100% right. Your wife is upset with you. Your siblings are upset with you. You are right. But you still, alhamdulillah, humble yourself and say, Allah saying, I seek your forgiveness.
Allahu Akbar.
See, Rana, it's nice to send those messages. But let's be sincere. That tawbah and forgiveness must come from the bottom of your heart. And the first to forget is the happiest. Allahu Akbar. When you forget about it totally, you have made maaf, you have made peace. As Allah Ta'ala says, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. Person who repents sincerely is Allah's beloved. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamal la zambala. The person who repents sincerely is as if he never committed that guna. But Dosto Azizo, if you want Allah's forgiveness tonight, we need to set the record straight. Ke apna shauk pura karne ka naam deen nahi. You cannot follow your whims and passion and desire and say that this is Islam, like some of us are doing. We are expressing ourselves like ambassadors of Islam. We have no idea. So, Farmaya, if you want Allah's forgiveness, you want Allah's mercy, you want Allah's nusra, You want Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam. Allah or Rasulullah ka ittiba ka naam deen. And follow Allah and His Rasul. Then insha'Allah al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us forgiveness. Allah will show us.
Allah,
you see, we are all worried. We all are stressed out, Mulana. There are three things that will remove stress in my life and your life. Ek Allah walo ki ziyarat. Keep in the company of pious people. Number two, Allah ka zikr. And number three, akal mando ki baate sunna. Listen to the experienced people, the learned people. Remember, khuda se maangne wala kabhi mahroom nahi hota.
Subhanallah.
When you ask Allah, you will never be rejected. You'll never come back disappointed.
Haq.
You just raise your hands to Rabbul Alameen.
Allah.
Cry, even if you have to make as if you are crying. See, Allah loves you to cry. As every morning I hear you, Mawlana. Dear listeners, please rub your hands.
Allah.
Take your tears and rub it on your face.
Allahu Akbar.
It's true, Mawlana. Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a banda cries, two drops is very dear to Allah. One is a drop of tear in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is a drop of blood of a shaheed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The problem is, yes, we are going to make dua. We are going to make tawbah. I've seen a long list. Ulama-i kiram have said, I don't know whether that we're going to extend the night from 24 hours to we're going to make it 48 hours. I'm not sure.
SubhanAllah.
We have such a long list. A Sahabi of Rasulullah who made ibadat whole night. He went for it, inshallah. But as he came towards Fajr time, he fell asleep and he missed his Fajr namaz. So, Mawlana, we've got big, big pansuras, we've got big, big du'as, we've got big, big files with us. Alhamdulillah. If Allah has given you the strength, you can stay awake the whole night, nurun ala nur. But you need to be focused.
Indeed.
You need to be wide awake and alert when you're talking to your Malik and your Rabb. You can't be sleepy. You can't be groggy. Is this how we're going to talk to Bari Ta'ala? Hashash hona chahiye, bashash.
Subhanallah.
Have a fresh faith. Should be having a smiling faith. You should be crying to Allah. And saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram.
Allahu Akbar.
Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen.
Allahu Akbar.
ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. I want you to be focused. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها. Allah Ta'ala loves those deeds that you do perpetually, continuously. وإن قل, even if it's in small measures. The point what I'm saying is that whenever you talk to your Malik, you must be 100% alert. أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. Worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah. And if you can't read that state, then think that Allah is watching over me. It's sad, Barana, in the world that we live, that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did.
Haq.
There's so much of khair that you and I have done, Mawlana. Each individual in his own capacity. But nobody appreciates it. It's fine. So people will forget what you said. It's fine. It's over. I've asked for maaf. It's done and finished. People will forget what you did. We're very quick to forget the ihsan of somebody. It's so hard for you and me, Mawlana, to return a favor. people will never forget how you made them feel. किसी का दिल को मत दुखाओ. I'm not talking to my father. I'm not talking to my mother. I fought with my siblings. I fought with my husband. I fought with my in-laws. I fought with the ummah. I fought with the musalli. I fought with my neighbor. And then I'm saying, oh Allah, forgive me. You think Allah is going to forgive us?
Allahu Akbar.
Ye kadurat dil se nikalo. Take this malice out. And then talk to Bari Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah, one of my colleagues and friends who studied with me, Hazrat Mufti Shahid Saab, sent me a clip from Pakistan. And he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Makki Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So I have a habit of asking my colleagues and friends, please send me any dua of our Kabirin. Send me. And he said, when Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Saab Rahmatullah Ali came to England, and one of the bayans, in his own words, was saying to the people, ittiba'i sunnat ki pabandi karo. You want Allah's mercy to come upon you and me, then follow the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there are so many masnoon du'as. There are so many du'as of awliya Allah. It will take a long time for an individual to complete all those du'as. So he said, one of the most beautiful, comprehensive du'a that you and I can recite, which will engulf, will encompass, will bring all the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the masnoon du'as that Rasulullah asked Allah Ta'ala for. By reading this dua, it brings the entire books of dua, entire words of dua, the entire treasures of dua of Rahmatul Lil Alameen Khatamun Nabi. And what is that dua? He asked the Ummah to read it. Because we won't have that amount of time, Maulana, and energy to make all those duas. Some are short, some are brief, and some are long. So what is the comprehensive dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, I'm asking thee for all the dua'i khayr, all the du'as that Rahmatul Lil Alameen had asked you. Allah, I'm asking you to grant me those du'as too. To give me acceptance of those du'as too. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Allah, I'm asking thee. Min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka. Of all the good things that your beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh Allah, I'm asking you for refuge, protection from all the evils which your Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had begged you for. Allah, I'm asking you for protection from all the evils. Can you imagine? Such a beautiful dua. We have to learn this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Learn this dua. If you sit on your musalla and read two rakat, salatu tawbah, for all the gunas that you have made, sincerely making tawbah to Allah, begging Allah for forgiveness, you must feel remorseful for the gunas that you have done. You must make a firm pledge to Allah not to repeat that guna, He must give some charity. And then back it up with some good deed. Inna al-hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'ah. With a sincere heart. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Sincere dua. Sincere tawbah. Don't repeat that guna again. As Mawlana Abdul Razak Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, the insan is all the time making guna. This is the halat of us, we as insan. Ji, neki karte hain, kabhi guna karte hain, ji, kabhi rote hain, kabhi gir girate hain, phir maafi maang lete hain apne Rab se, phir hum se guna ho jati hain, phir hum se bhool ho jati hain. Lekin Bari Ta'ala maaf karne mein thakte nahi. Allah doesn't get tired making you maaf. That doesn't give you the rope to continuously make dua open. You'll get tired making and asking Allah for forgiveness. Allah will never get tired making you maaf. And the hadith of mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah is so clear. If this entire ummah becomes so pious that not a single person in this ummah will commit a guna, every one of them will be a wali of Allah, male or female. Allah will change this nation.
Haq.
Allah will take this nation away. And Allah will bring an ummah. Jo guna bhi karenge, tawba bhi karenge, aur maafi bhi mangenge. Allah will bring an ummah that will make mistakes, will make guna. But Allah Pak is saying, if you make a guna, come to me. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِمْ. Don't despair of Allah's mercy. So, Mawlana, my message today is very clear. Ke Allah hume paak farma de. Allah hume maaf farma de. Aur ay Allah hume gunahon se dur rakhe. Allah keep us far from us. Oh Allah, we have made so much of gunas. We brought this musibat upon us. Oh Allah, your mercy supersedes everything. Oh Allah, your forgiveness supersedes everything. So isliye, let us learn. Sabr bhi karo, shukr bhi karo, aur istighfar karo. Two, three things. Whatever Allah is putting us currently through a test, all we have to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You want Allah to protect you and me in this difficult moment that we are going through. What dua must you read? As we said, Mawlana will take another 4 minutes to give you some dua to read. Ke la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. لا ملجا ولا منجا من الله الا اليه. Allah will give you total protection. Whether it's sicknesses, whether it's poverty, whatever it is. لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. لا ملجا ولا منجا من الله الا اليه. Number two. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-azim. Cry to Allah. Lastly, Ramadan is coming. Well said. Ramadan is coming. Shaitan is running. Muslims are preparing. The gates of hell are closing.
Ya Allah.
The gates of heaven are opening.
Allahu
Akbar. Allah is going to open the gates of heaven for us tonight. If we sincerely make tawbah, come back to Allah. Allahumma kulli muhibba. Allah love me. And all that can only happen. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you. And this is the condition of the ummah. Oh Allah, I spend my days ignoring you. Adhan is going, we're not in the masjid. The masjid is right next door to my house. Adhan is going five times a day. I ignore the adhan. I'm watching television. I'm reading the newspaper. I'm not even giving jawab to the adhan. One of the most generous moments when Allah is accepting our du'as, when adhan is being given. Which, who amongst us don't have a need, Mulana, all of us.
Allah.
But adhan is going.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So, somebody said it very nicely. I spend my days ignoring you. And my night disobeying you. Mulana, see the guna that takes place at night. You have no idea. Shaitan and his army are out in full force. See, like how you have the army and the police full force. Every gully, every street, every roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
Shaitan is out with his team. And see the Muslim ummah, not all of us. My night, oh Allah, I'm disobeying you. But still, Rabbul Alameen, you never forget me. Not even for a second. So what's the dua to Allah Rabbul Alameen? Oh Allah, change me.
Ustaz, you got a minute left, inshallah. A minute left, Ustaz.
So, inshallah, there's so many duas to read. Let's go back to the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for us to read tonight. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa'a'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Voilà. Go now in on the Musalla, all of us.
Allahu Akbar.
The two rakat, Salatul Hajat, Salatul Tawbah. And just shed even crocodile tears. And all you do is Allahumma khfir li. Allahumma khfir li. Go and hug your mother. Go and kiss your mother's forehead. Go and hug your father. Go and hug your wife. Hug your children. And read the dua that Mufti Sahib always give. رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَّاتِنَا كُرَّةَ أَعْيُنِي وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Sleep less and pray more.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Sleep less and pray more. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen.
وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Ustad, jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you this evening, the 15th night of Sha'ban. Ustad, from my side, from the team here as well, we're all asking you for maaf. Please make special dua for our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein and the team of Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, Ustad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Mufti Sahab afiyat, protection. And Allah ta'ala give all the ulama the same jazba.
Ameen, ameen.
Wala yakhafuna lawmata la'in. Irrespective who you are, what you are. What is haq, I will say as is.
Mm,
and Allah give that jazbah to all of us as ulama, inshallah, that we could also stand up with one voice, one team, one ummah, and stand up with
them. Ameen, inshallah. Ustaz, jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 28 minutes after 9 South African time, you are tuning and listening to the night of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. Before I cross over to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, I want you, the listeners, to listen, inshallah, to the golden voice of our beloved Hafiz Kala Sahib. Tamad barakatuhum.
You're listening to Markaz Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
29 minutes to 10 o'clock. You are tuning and listening to Al Ansar International and, of course, the Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the Sirius FM on this beautiful night, the big night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. Well, we thank our beloved Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim for these beautiful words of Nasiha. And now, inshallah, we're crossing over to our beloved senior respected Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. I see everybody's asking, where's Mufti Sahab? Where's Mufti Sahab? Well, he's sitting here right in front of me. And before I welcome him into the program, inshallah, there is one or two or three questions listeners are asking. Please ask our senior Ustad, how do we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us? And could Ustad please explain the reason behind the 15th of Sha'ban being a big night and the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم عرفات all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International Sirius FM Markaz Sahaba the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When one studies the noble Quran, Almighty Allah jalla wa ala informs us, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِي أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا Whosoever is blind in this world, then in the year after also he'll be blind, and he will go far, far astray from the right path. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala yet in another verse elaborates and explains this verse here. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ Almighty Allah is speaking about not the blindness of the sight and what we can see. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ But the hearts have become blind that are there in the bosom. So how do our hearts become blind? Our hearts become blind with حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا Our hearts become saturated with the love of this world. Our love for name and fame. Our love for materialism, consumerism, our love for so many worldly things. A Muslim must love all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala the most. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ The true believer, he is intensely in love with all Mighty Allah. The true Muslim must love Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most in the entire creation. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها All Mighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions 8 items and whether it's our parents, our children, our spouses, our siblings, our family members and your money and business, your palatial homes, any one of them أحبّ إليكم من الله ورسوله وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِ If you love any one of them or all of them more than we love Almighty Allah, more than we love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Almighty Allah, then jihad is a broad connotation, striving, fighting, all these programs are also jihad. Then فَتَرَبَّسُوا Then wait حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ Till Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment. Maaf, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has warned us in the Noble Quran. The brother sister asks, what is Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban? Almighty Allah is granting us an introduction before the honorable month of Ramadan. Idha kanat Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, when it is the 15th night of Shaban, yattali'u Allahu ta'ala ala khalqihi, Almighty Allah glances at His creation, fayaghfiru li jami'i khalqihi, Almighty Allah then forgives the entire creation, illa li mushrik or mushahin, and except the non-Muslim or peoples whose hearts are now filled with rancor, malice, hatred, jealousy, hypocrisy, kufr, shirk, all these type of things, blasphemy, polytheism, then they would not be forgiven. Therefore, I read that verse. Each one of us, instead of judging somebody else, let me look at my own heart. Tuba man shagalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas, hadith in Ulughul Maram, Mustafa Ahmed. Jannat and glad tidings for that person who so engrossed, looking at his own defects and faults, rather than looking at others. So therefore, it's time for reflection and introspection that each one of us, how we know that are we becoming better Muslims? How outwardly we cleanse ourselves, internally we purify ourselves. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. Idha swalahat swalahal jasadu kullu, when that piece of flesh is good, then the entire body will be good. Wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu, and when the body and that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, rusted, then the whole body becomes corrupted, corroded, rusted. What is that piece of flesh? Allah wa hiya al-qalb, is the heart. Therefore, the Sufis and the awliyaullah and the khasan-e khuda, the special friends of Allah, what do they say? The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. If we can eliminate that, then everything will run with harmony and peaceful. So what should we do tonight? Maulana Salim Karim, my colleague Hafidhullah, explained to you so many things. Almighty Allah reward you. Quickly make a timetable. Read Salatul Tasbih. If you have not done so, read it now after the program. And inshallah, read at least one Surah Yasin. Man qara Surah Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha wajhillah ghufira lahu. Imam Malik has mentioned this in his Muwatta. Imam Malik, whoever reads Surah Yasin at night, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, he is forgiven. And then third one, they go into sajda. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, reports Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda, cried and begged and petitioned Almighty Allah, A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, Ya Allah, I seek protection from your punishment through your forgiveness. Obviously Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected, but to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, I seek Ya Allah your protection from your displeasure through your pleasure. Envelope us with your mercy and pleasure, O Allah. Wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, Ya Allah, I seek protection from you through you. What does this mean? All your qualities of Rahim and Ghafur, Ghaffar, Tawwab, Sattar, Ya Allah, cover our vices. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Who is there for our yatama and usara, our orphans and our refugees? Who is there, Ya Allah, for the Muslims, Ya Allah, throughout the world? Only you, Ya Allah. You gave us this auspicious night. Out of your fadl, grace and mercy, we beg of you forgiveness. We stretch our bowls of begging to you, Ya Allah, because we know none can help. When we go to Durban, you Durban people, Natalians, it will resonate with you. Then you see during June time or so, the sardine run. They'll tell you thousands and millions of sardines come, and then after a few days they disappear. People say, we don't know from where it come and where it disappears. Ya Allah, this virus has come. We don't know exactly, Ya Allah, but you know everything. How you took the sardines away after a few days, Ya Allah, take this virus away from the whole world. Allah marfa anna al-waba wal-bala, Ya Allah, this calamity and this virus, Ya Allah, you remove it from us. You showed us your power, Ya Allah. We are hopeless, we are helpless. Wallahu al-ghaniyu wa antumul faqara, only Almighty Allah is totally self-sufficient, totally independent. O creation, each one of you are fuqara. We need the mercy of Allah every moment, every second. You show Allah ma'arina ajaiba qudrati. Ya Allah, you showed us your power, Ya Allah. Now Allah, we are begging, Ya Allah. And tonight is this auspicious night. The children are awake, the old people are awake, and thousands of people across the world are listening to the program Adha min Fadli Rabbi. It is your fadl, Ya Allah. We want to spend this night in ta'at. We want to be obedient to you at all times. This is a bonus you gave us, so that we prepare for Ramadan Mubarak. So what should we be doing? Go into sajda. Cry to Almighty Allah. Whatever needs you got. You want to go for hajj? You want to get married? You want to, inshallah, give birth easily? Whatever it is, remember that. Go into sajda. Out of salat and praise Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Then read durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter you speak to Allah. Speak to Allah in English, Afrikaans, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, Zulu, whichever language you want. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So don't waste time. Leave the TV and the shaitan box. Leave all these haram things and let us now focus towards the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and which du'as we must ask for. We know that death is inevitable. So a Muslim person will always beg Allah, Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam. Unite me with the pious and devout servants, Ya Allah. Say that in English or any language you want to, Ya Allah. Make that the best day of my life, the day I come to meet you. Allahumma جل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. I told you the incident here in our masjid, Jami Masjid. One brother spent 37 years at Tikaf, whole month. Lo and behold, just 2 months ago or so, he passed away in the masjid on a Friday after Jummah Salat. Now what will we say? That the type of people, Allah has made them his beloved. They love the masjid, and now Allah gave death. How did our brother Abbas Ismail, Allah give him and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. On this 15th night of Shaban, when we study the Sunnah Mubarak, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the cemetery. We cannot go to the cemetery, Allah, we have lockdown. But we all can raise our hands. We can go into sajda and cry to Almighty Allah. On this occasion, we think of our beloved parents. We think of our children. We think of our near and dear ones. Ya Allah, out of your mercy, benevolence and grace, Allah marzukum jannatul firdausil a'la. You grant them jannat. Then there are people in the hospitals, clinics, and the children who are suffering because of war and what have you. So on this night, we need to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Another action we all should do is tomorrow, even Tuesday, Wednesday, if you did not keep fast, then tomorrow you fast even one day. You can make intention of qaza only, that's fine. Then make the intention now. Otherwise, you make intention of sunnat fast because it's Thursday and 15th day of Shaban, so that's fine. So you make that intention sunnat only. So everyone make that intention. And what will we do? Ni'ma suhurul mu'min at-tamr. Hadith in Abu Dawood. We all know about the khajur and dates at iftar time. Oh Muslimah, my mother, my sister, my daughter, remember tomorrow, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, when you play the dastarkhan, you lay the table, put the dates there as well. That is to revive the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni. Follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Then, Ummah, take out 5 minutes, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4:30. And what are we going to say? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh, you want to say plural, nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. Quran Sharif has mentioned this, remember, in 2 different places. And what is that? That is, Ya Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. We ask you for forgiveness. Wa bil asharihum yastaghfirun. At suhoor time, sahri time, the pious people, that they are the ones who beg Allah for forgiveness. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَابِ The Quran Sharif mentions. And then raise your hand. Go into sajda, Allah se mangna hai, manwana hai. What we're going to say? Ya Allah, our masajid are closed throughout the world. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we beg of you, open all our masajid more so for Ramadan. Ya Allah, our madrasas, our darulums are closed. Ya Allah, open all our institutions. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, people are worried from where they're going to get the risk and sustenance, the shops and the jobs. Everything came to a standstill. But you are Wahhab, you are Razak. We take your Mubarak blessed names, Ya Allah. Aapki Asma'i Husna ki Wasila say, Ya Allah. We take the Wasila of your names, Ya Allah. And we beg you tonight, Ya Allah. We say, Ya Fattahu Ifta Masajidana. We say, Ya Wahhabu Hablana. We say, Ya Razaku Urzukna. Ya Allah, we take your Mubarak blessed names and we beg you, Ya Allah. Husband, wife, there's tension. Parents, children, there's tension. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. So every name of Almighty Allah is so blessed. So we beg Allah, Ya Allah, we want to go for Hajj. We want to go for Umrah. During Ramadan, you protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Majidul Aqsa, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And remember, beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma rzuqna shafaat al-Nabiy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on the day of justice, let Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us and make shafa'a for us. Before we start the dua, I must place on record my sincerest thanks to all the directors, Radio Al-Ansar directors, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Hafiz Shabir Basha, and our brother Faisal Asmal of Sirius FM, and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the entire capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his parents, wife, children, brother, sister. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you from his unlimited treasure. O Ummah, let us raise our hands. It is time, gari hai, and the time is there. Allah's mercy is coming down and cascading down more than the Niagara Falls, more than the Victoria Falls. Come, O Ummah, let us turn to Allah and beg Almighty Allah from his unlimited treasures and don't go towards sin. And inshallah, after we finish at 10 o'clock, we will listen to Hafiz Kala. That about the heart has to change. And then Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah, what wonderful advices on the 15th night of Shaban he gave 12, 13 years ago. And inshallah, thereafter, Urdu lecture by Mufti Masood Tariq, hafizahullah. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kullu. Biyadika al-khayr. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil-iman. Walaka alhamdu bil-islam. Walaka alhamdu bil-nabiy akhir al-zaman. Walaka alhamdu bil-quran. Walaka alhamdu bil-ahli wal-iyal. Walaka alhamdu bil-sihha wal-afiyah. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا خير الرازقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأهل بيته وأزواجه وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا يا رب العالمين يا الله on this Mubarak night Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the maqbara, the cemetery graveyard. Ya Allah, we make dua for to you, Ya Allah. Our parents, our near and dear ones, our spouses, our children, our siblings, whoever passed away, grand grandparents. Ya Allah, you grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah maghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum wa wasi mudkhalahum wa akrim nuzulahum wa naqihim min al-dhunub wal khataya kama yunqqa ath-thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Allah man kanu muhsinin fazid fi ihsanihim wa in kanu musiin fatajawaz an sayyatihim. Allah marzuqhum Jannatul Firdaus al-a'la. Allah mahasibhum hisabi yaseera. Ya Allah, hamare gunah ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai, khatakar hai, siyakar hai. Ya Allah, hum aitraaf karte hai, iqrar karte hai. Ya Allah, gunah ko maaf farma. Sattari ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, ek aur nek bana de. Pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, jo log bimar hain, inko shifae kamil ajil mustamirra ata farma. Ya Allah, hamare masajid ko khol dijiye. Ya Fattahu, ya Fattah. Ya Allah, hamare marakis ko khol dijiye. Ya Allah, علماء حق کی حفاظت فرما, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ خاتمہ بالخیر, یا اللہ خاتمہ بالخیر عطا فرما. یا اللہ, this مبارک night, یا اللہ, we beg of you, we petition you, we beseech you, یا اللہ, we admit, we confess, there are no mitigating circumstances, we are guilty as charged, we are ashamed of ourselves, یا اللہ, every sin, every vice we have almost committed, یا اللہ, but your bounties, your favors were still ever recurring, showering upon us. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive this ummah muslimah. Forgive the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna rahmataka awsa'u min zunubina. Ya Allah, your mercy is broader, wider, greater than all our vices and sins together, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you through your sifat a'ala, Ya Allah, through your asma'ul husna, inna ka غفار إنك تواب إنك غفور رحيم. فاغفر لنا وارحمنا, فاغفر لنا وارحمنا. يا الله, open the doors for us to go to Hajj Bayt Allah. يا الله, during Ramadan Mubarak, take us for Umrah, take us to Diyar Mustafa. There's no one there, send reading salam. يا الله, يا الله, what is happening in this world, يا الله. Our Haramain Sharifain, we cannot go for Umrah. يا الله, you open the doors, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa from all the enemies, Ya Allah, take us to all three places, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our masjid down our roads, Ya Allah, close for us, Ya Allah. It must not happen, Ramadan comes and it's closed, Ya Allah. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. It is our sins we admit, Ya Allah. It is our kambakhti and badbakhti and all our shaitaniyat, Ya Allah, that all these things are happening. We are guilty, Ya Allah. But you said, Uduni astajib lakum, that call me, ask of me, and I will answer you. Today we beg of you. Tonight we beg of you, Ya Allah. Amen. You said, Hal min mustaghfirin, Hal min mustarziqin, Hal min sa'ilin. You inform Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform us. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness? Is there anyone with a plight? Ask of me, beg of me. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night makes a dark. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Wala tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Wala tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, husband, wife have so many problems. Replace it with ulfat, mahabbat and mawaddat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, parents and children, Ya Allah, make the parents and the children for one another, qurrata a'yun, the coolness of one another's eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah. Ya wadudu, ya wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, wa kabir wa mashayikh wa asatiza. Those who are alive, Ya Allah, you reward them, Ya Allah. Ameen. Give them siha, afiyah. Those who passed on, you put noor in their graves, Ya Allah. Ameen. In kibal bal maghfirat farma dijiye. In kibal bal maghfirat farma dijiye. In ki qabr ko noor se munawwar farma dijiye, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Tomorrow will be sakarat, Ya Allah. What will happen to us? اللهم إنا على سكرات الموت. اللهم إنا على سكرات الموت. يا الله, let us die with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, you have given us this various media, Ya Allah, Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba. Use us for the whole world, Ya Allah. Ameen. The non-Muslim wants to embrace Islam, but they are confused. They see so many different types of Islam. Let us present the pristine Islam, the Islam of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let us keep the flag flying, and we protect the honor of every Sahabi and every companion and student of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Allah majalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah majalna min al maqbulin. Ya Allah, our broken efforts. Ya tuti puti mehnat, ya Allah, isko kabul farma, ya Allah. Make our houses a madrasa, ya Allah. Make our houses a khanka, ya Allah. Make our houses a place of da'wat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, dua ko kabul farma. Don't look at the person asking, what to gunegar hai, khatakar hai, fajir, fajir hai, ya Allah. Ameen. Ya Allah, we admit, ya Allah, there are so many people, old people, young people crying, ya Allah. Hamare masajid ko khol dijiye. Hamare mulk mein aman aur aman ke peeda kijiye, ya Allah. Ameen. Ya Allah, in our beloved South Africa, bring about safety, security. Fallahu khairun hafidhu wa warahamur rahimin. In the whole world, ya Allah, bring about safety, security. Make each one of us an ambassador of Islam. Ameen. Tomorrow, when we stand in front of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam is smiling with us. That is what we ask of you, ya Allah. Ameen. You are happy with us, and you announce tomorrow when we leave this world, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Ya Allah, you are pleased with us, and we are pleased with you. That is our aim. That is our objective, ya Allah. Ameen. Ya Allah, the entire team, everyone is making some effort from all the radio stations. Ya Allah, who are promoting the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ya Allah, protect us from the enemies of Islam. Ameen. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen. Ya Allah, protect us from blasphemy and kufr. Protect us from polytheism and shirk. Protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy, ya Allah. Ameen. Call Allah Ta'ala fi shani habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al khayr kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Inshallah, my brother Lukolo will prepare the podcast for tonight's program. So half an hour's time or so, we will send it out. And inshallah, you make dua for us and the ummah. Please do not go towards sins. Go into sajda and beg Almighty Allah. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad. Yes, 10 o'clock, spot on. We say jazakumullahu khairan to all the listeners out there who are tuning in, listening ardently on this beautiful night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. We say jazakumullahu khair to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Khadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah, for those beautiful du'as and the beautiful words of nasiha. We thank the board members, of course, Haji Hafiz Shabir Basa, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, and our beloved Habibi, Haji Muhammad Iklas and his family. Allah Ta'ala take you people from strength to strength. We're going to love you all and leave you all, inshallah, and Haji Faisal Asman as well, inshallah, from Sirius FM. We see you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place, on our program, As-Safina to Ila Al-Jannah. Up next is the golden voice of our beloved Hafiz Kala Sahib, Tamad Barakatum, all the way from Newcastle. From myself and our beloved Ustad Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhullah, and our beloved Hazrat Malana Salim Karim, Tamad Barakatum. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Get your receiver tuned to Marcus Sahaba free of charge. For Durban and surrounds, contact Hafiz Muhammad Basa on 067-025-1770. If you're in Gauteng, contact Junaid on 084-304-0795. Marcus Sahaba, for the pleasure of Allah.